Zelensky willing to personally meet with Putin in Istanbul, but demand ceasefire before talks. By Kurt Zindelka on May 11, 2025. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said he would be willing to personally meet with Vladimir Putin for peace talks in Istanbul next week. But he continued to demand that a ceasefire be established before negotiations begin. Following meetings with the leaders of France, Germany, Poland and the United Kingdom in Kyiv to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, President Zelensky and his European counterparts called for a full, unconditional ceasefire starting on Monday for 30 days. In a counter-proposal, Russia's Vladimir Putin proposed direct peace talks between Moscow and Kyiv for the first time since 2022. Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that he would be willing to host the parties again in Istanbul next week for a potential redo of failed talks held there in the immediate aftermath of the Russian invasion. Responding to the proposal on Sunday, Zelensky wrote on X that he would be willing to meet with Putin in Istanbul but demanded that a ceasefire begin on Monday as a prerequisite for such talks. "We await a full and lasting ceasefire, starting from tomorrow, to provide the necessary basis for diplomacy. There is no point in prolonging the killings. And I will be waiting for Putin in Turkey on Thursday. Personally, I hope that this time the Russians will not look for excuses." Shortly before the Ukrainian leader's statement, U.S. President Donald Trump urged Zelensky to hold the meeting without a ceasefire. Writing on his Truth Social, President Trump said, "President Putin of Russia doesn't want to have a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine, but rather wants to meet on Thursday, in Turkey, to negotiate a possible end to the bloodbath. Ukraine should agree to this, immediately." Trump continued, "At least they will be able to determine whether or not a deal is possible. And if it is not, European leaders, and the US, will know where everything stands, and can proceed accordingly. I'm starting to doubt that Ukraine will make a deal with Putin, who's too busy celebrating the victory of World War II, which could not have been won, not even close, without the United States of America. Have a meeting, now." For his part, Vladimir Putin told Russian media on Sunday that he wants to restart direct negotiations with Ukraine in Istanbul on Thursday without any preconditions. Moscow had previously rejected further negotiations until economic sanctions from the West were lifted. "We do not rule out the possibility that during these negotiations it will be possible to agree on some new solutions. About ceasefires, about a new cessation of hostilities. And a real one that would be adhered to not only by Russia but also by the Ukrainian side," he added. The Russian leader accused the Ukrainians of violating previous ceasefire agreements, including the 30-day truce on attacks against energy infrastructure, the Easter ceasefire, and the Vyday ceasefire. The Ukrainians have also accused Russia of continuing attacks during the previous ceasefires. "I repeat, Russia is ready for negotiations without any preconditions," Putin said Sunday, claiming that talks would mark the first step toward a long-term, sustainable peace, not a prologue to the continuation of armed conflict after the rearmament of Ukrainian forces and frantic digging of trenches and new strongholds. Following his trip to Kyiv, French President Emmanuel Macron backed up the demand for a ceasefire before talks begin, saying, "There can be no negotiations while weapons are speaking. There can be no dialogue if, at the same time, civilians are being bombed. A ceasefire is needed now, so that talks can begin. For peace." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.